Welcome or welcome back to the Eva Means Life podcast. This is Eva Ray, your host, and today's episode is very exciting because I interviewed two of my German friends that I met here at USC. Over the course of the next two episodes, you will be able to hear from four students who actually grew up in Europe and are now studying abroad and traveling the world, and one of those locations being USC. The two girls I interviewed in this episode are both German and are a part of the IBEA cohort. For those of you who don't know what IBEA is, I'll give you a quick synopsis. Each year, a collection of students from USC, Germany, Singapore, and Brazil are all chosen to be a part of a cohort and get to travel the world together. The program is comprised of the top students from each university who are passionate about international business and learning other languages and cultures. And I'm very excited to say that I am in IBEA, the International Business Education Alliance. Each year is considered a different cohort, so I'm in Generation 9, and the two girls that I interviewed today are in Generation 7. So they are 2 years older, and they're in their first semester studying abroad. So after this semester, they'll be going to Singapore, Brazil, and then back home to Germany to finish off their degrees. I absolutely love traveling and have been itching to get out of the U.S. and study abroad, so I would say that interviewing them was very exciting for me, and I hope that you guys learn a lot from these two interviews in this episode. Without further ado, let's get into the interview with Sarah. Willkommen oder willkommen zurück by Eva Means Life Podcast. Don't worry, guys, the episode's going to be in English, but today I'm here with one of my special friends, Sarah. So Sarah, would you please introduce yourself and say your name and just a few things about you?
Hey, Eva, thank you so much for the invitation. So my name is Sarah. I'm 21 years old. I grew up in Heidenheim, which is in a very small city in the southern part of Germany, which is like Heidenheim is located between Stuttgart and Munich. And well, my major is business administration, but here at DALA I'm studying IB. And about the fun fact, well, I was working in Greece as a tourist entertainer.
That is so cool. Not many people can say that, especially in the US, so that's super cool. So why did you apply to IBEA?
Oh, I always wanted to apply for IBEA. Like when I was doing my research for to which university I want to go, I knew from the very beginning that I wanted to go to a university which is very internationally orientated. So I found my home university, which is the University of Mannheim, due to this IBEA program, which is quite interesting. So I don't know if the guys are familiar with it. Mm-hmm. Do they know about IBEA?
I'll explain a little bit before the episode and just give some more context.
Okay, great. Yeah. So
what's been your favorite part of IBEA so far?
I think it's definitely the community, like how you grow together as a family, and like the fact that you travel the world together and do like during the semester you do so many trips together.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. So I guess I can give some context right now. So IBEA is a group of students from Germany, Singapore, Brazil, and the US.
Yeah, well, the people from Singapore are basically from France.
Oh, okay.
Because they are going to to ESSEC, which is a French business school, but the campus is in Singapore.
Oh, I didn't know that actually. Okay, thanks. Thanks for telling me. So yes, there's a collection of people. It's around 40. Is that about yours too?
Yeah, my cohort is a little bit smaller. We are 35 since we only have 4 Brazilians, but yeah, next cohort is going to be bigger.
Awesome. So mine right now, we have 12 from USC, and I think the other ones are all around 10, so
yeah.
We'll see if anybody, like, drops out or something beforehand, but that's what we're starting with. So, yeah, we'll go to each country together, and everybody from your cohort is here at USC, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool. Let's see. What's your favorite country other than Germany? Like, I know you grew up in Germany, so, like, what's your favorite country you've been to or all of that?
I really loved Cuba. I think. Because I'm really into Spanish music and salsa and reggaeton and all this, the South American Latin dances.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I really love the Cuban spirit, the beaches, the people are super, super nice and friendly and just like, they have such happiness. Oh. It's so cool.
Well, now I really want to go there. I gotta add it to my bucket list.
You should.
Super fun. So you've been here for a few months now, this semester. So what do you think of the U.S. and is it what you were expecting?
Yeah, well, I've been to the U.S. before. Once, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, maybe. So yeah. I kind of knew what I'm expecting here. Mm-hmm. But of course, like, traveling to a country is so different than like actually living in the country. So it's a, in this context, it's a completely new experience for me. And yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's very like the cultural, I would say the culture is like very similar to Europe, I would say. But still, like, there are a lot of, yeah, there are some differences, like, especially when it comes to sustainability. I don't know if I can say that.
No, you can.
The awareness of the sustainability is much bigger in Europe than in the US. Like, people just consume without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I mean, like, for example, like, plastic knives and plates. We don't have this anymore in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's completely abolished in, yeah, I think in whole Europe. And, yeah, like, things like that is, like, I think, yeah, a little, like, a different understanding. But
especially in, like, Russell House, we have all of those, the utensils, they, like, run out every day.
Yes.
And there's, the recycling is not the same as in Germany.
Yeah, it's completely different. So, yeah, those kind of things, they're, like, different. I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree, though. I think in Germany, it's better for sustainability. And, like, you're just more aware of what impact you're making on the earth. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, what's your favorite state that you've been to in the U.S.?
I really loved Florida. Okay. Florida was pretty cool. I mean, I'm really, like, I love beaches. I love hot weather, as I said. Like, I really love Spanish. And then Miami, basically everybody speaks Spanish, so it's super cool. And yeah, the beaches are just amazing.
Yeah, that's a classic, but yeah. I love it. Okay, so what was the process learning English? I know in Germany you're kind of forced to learn English, but how did you get the motivation to like be good at the language?
So yeah, in Germany everybody has to learn English from the second grade on. So from the age of 7, 8, I would say. And I mean, okay, like when you're younger, the motivation comes from the grades, like you have to learn, there's no other option. But I really remember like the point in my life where I really also like wanted to learn English. I was doing a cruise in the Caribbean Sea, and I've met a lot of kids from different parts of the world, and I mean with different languages, so we like communicated through English, and that was the part where I was like, okay, no, I really want to improve my English because I really want to communicate with those kids.
Oh, that's so cool. What other languages do you speak?
Okay, so in high school I learned French, so there was also a major in my high school diploma, then German, of course, English, Spanish, and I'm currently learning Portuguese.
Wow. That is so impressive. And I was gonna say too, your English is so good.
Oh gosh, thank you.
And how I'm just throwing questions at you and you're like, you're able to answer perfectly.
Yeah, so. Well, I had a long time to study for it, so.
That's amazing. And it's giving me motivation to learn German because I've kind of been around it since fifth grade, but I went to an American school, so I was only around it in my village, and then when I went to ballet, but everyone spoke English.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And so I'd just be like, sprechen Sie Deutsch? Or sprechen Sie English? My bad. And then, boom, that's it. Like, and then they speak perfect. So I really want to go to Germany and actually speak in German, and no one question, like,
You will. You will. And I've heard you speaking in German, so your German is really good. I can tell you.
Yay. I'm excited. Okay, what do you miss about Germany? You kind of talked about the sustainability, but what do you miss about being there since, you know, living in the U.S. for a semester?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I definitely miss my family and, yeah, my family and my friends. What else? I miss the food. Mm-hmm. I just recognized that my family or my mom really cooks, like, a lot of German traditional food, like, from the southern part. I really miss that, yes. Oh, another part I really miss is the public transportation. Oh. Because being here in South Carolina without a car, it's horrible. I cannot even go to buy groceries or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even understand. I don't have a car, but I don't understand how to use the public transportation here. Like, I use the shuttle to the games, but the line. Have you stood in how
yes,
long the line is?
Yes, so most of the times I walk to the games. Yes.
Yeah. So how have you traveled around here? You go with people in the cohort, like the Americans who have cars?
Or? Yes. Before the semester started, I traveled with my parents three and a half weeks around the East Coast, which was pretty cool. And yes, then with friends here I've met, or from friends from the cohort.
Yeah. Wow. Because you just went to, was it Chicago?
Yes.
How was that?
It was super cool. We went to Cincinnati to a friend of my cohort, to her family for Thanksgiving, and then we drove to Chicago for 2 days.
So what did you think of your first Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so cool. It really reminded me, or like, it really felt like my Christmas at home. Because, yeah, you would, the whole family, and it's, I was so familiar. And she had like little cousins, I also have two little cousins, so it was super cute. And tons of food, which is also always in my family.
Yes.
It was super cool.
That's super cool that you felt like the family aspect since you've been missing it.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanksgiving's a huge part of the U.S. Huge. I mean, obviously, but yeah, that's so cool. Okay, so what are your future plans with your, you said business, was it management or
business administration?
Administration. So what are you going to use that degree for, and what are you just looking forward to, like, internationally, with all the people you've met?
Yeah, so my future plans, I mean, next semester I'm going to go to Singapore, and then I'm going to go to Brazil. And then I have one more semester in Mannheim left in Germany, and then I graduate with my bachelor's. And after that, I'm probably gonna do a master, let's see. But I don't know exactly how I want to specialize, since it, like, business administration or IB in general, it covers a lot of different areas. But I definitely know that I wanna work in a company which is super internationally orientated with and where I can use my language skills, I guess.
Yeah, super cool. And you still have time to figure out exactly what you want to specialize in.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, because you're just now starting. So for everyone listening, when Sarah is a senior in her last semester of college, I'll be at the University of Mannheim as a sophomore. So we'll be able to reunite. So
yes,
it's super exciting. And I actually wanted to end the episode with talking about how we met and all of that and our just like plans, I guess. So we met at the Shandon College Lake Day. So Shandon College is one of the like campus ministries we have here. And as part of their like recruiting week, they had a special lake day, and so a ton of like exchange students were there, and it was super exciting. I would say like a fourth of the people there were exchange students
minimum.
Yes, and we were actually in line for to go on the boat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And did they have they had tubing. So we were on the boat to go tubing, and I heard German, and I was like, no way. And then I got super excited. So I met you and our friend, Polly.
Yeah.
And she'll actually be on the podcast. I talked to her.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
So she'll be on after this. Stay tuned. But I met both of them and then a few of the other people. There were people from other countries, like France, too.
Yeah, and France, Italy, England, yeah. All around the world, but mainly Europe.
Yeah. So it was super cool, but that's how we met. Did you want to add anything to that or cover the story?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Yep, and then, like I said, we'll see each other in 2025, and yes. Her and Polly have given me the rundown of what University of Mannheim is like, so I'm excited to ride a bike. I don't know why that's like, I don't have a bike right now, but I think it'll be fun to ride around the city.
Yeah, so. You will definitely do it. Everybody is doing it.
Yep. So, well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Do you have any final things you want to tell my audience about Germany or anything?
Well, no. Thank you very much for the invitation that I had the possibility to speak a little bit about myself. And, yeah, I think I would just love to encourage you all to travel because it's super cool and you make so many new experiences which last for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey guys, so I have my second special guest with me today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hey, I'm Paulina. I'm from Germany. Yeah, for Germany, that's eastern part. And I'm 21 years old. I'm majoring in business here at USC right now. I'm spending a semester here. I'm a junior and I really like doing sports and I love baking.
What's your favorite thing to bake?
Well, a lot of things. I love doing huge cakes, birthday cakes for all my family members. I sometimes spend a whole weekend in the kitchen just doing one cake. But also, I'm very slow.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, so why did you apply to IBEA?
I just love traveling in general. I love meeting new people. And I think it's way more exciting than just doing my whole degree in Germany. So I just thought the opportunity of getting to study on three different continents was unique and I just had to apply.
So did you always know that you wanted to go to the University of Mannheim?
So I actually chose the University of Mannheim just for IBEA and I didn't know about the program until I saw an Instagram post from an old friend of my sister and he posted about the program, about all his travels, so I looked into it. He's, I think, 3 or even 4 years older than me. So he already finished his degree, but I texted him, I heard about it, and I really, really wanted to do the same thing. So that's how I heard about it. And I applied to Mannheim, not knowing that I would get in, but I did get in at the end. Yay. Super exciting. And,
that's the power of social media, right?
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise I would have never heard about it.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. So what's been your favorite part so far of IBEA?
That's a hard question because I liked all of it. So for me, this is the first semester abroad, so I only get to have the USC experience. And maybe that's already it, just here, having the American college experience. Also with the people from IBEA that I already knew, to share it with them, and also get to know Americans and just living the life of the American movies, partying with the red cups, and it actually is like you see it in the movies, and that was very surprising at the beginning. I had a list of all the things that I found were so funny about all the Americans. Oh, of course my roommate is driving a Jeep, and like just typical stereotype American things that are actually true, and I loved it.
So it was what you were expecting, basically, or?
Yes and no. I was expecting it to be like that, but also, I mean, of course your imagination is always different than the way it is in real life then. But a lot of things were the way I imagined them to be, like the school, how big everything is, the football events, mm-hmm. all of that, the parties. But also, I thought I would interact even more with the Americans, like get to know the locals more. I did find a few new American friends here, but also we stayed a lot with the other internationals. I didn't expect that, but it's not a bad thing.
So your cohort's gotten really close?
Yeah.
And hang out with
my
them?
Cohort, the Americans were still with us, but also a lot with their, like, they have their life here. It was kind of the same when we were in Germany. Like, we had all our German friends. So here, I think the Americans interacted a little less than with us than the others, but still they were way more present than we were in Germany. And also a lot of other internationals, just not from the cohort, but people that I met here from all different kinds of countries. We all, you know, everyone is in the same position. Everyone wants to do something. Everyone wants to go out. Yeah, so there's a huge, like, we have a huge international WhatsApp group with 200 or even more people.
Oh, wow.
And the same 30, 40 people kept meeting, going out, doing stuff together. So that was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the dynamic will change in each country.
You know,
who hangs out with who,
for sure.
Because some people might be home and have their other friends, so.
And especially in Singapore, because no one is home. Because French, because, I mean, the French, it's their school, but no one has ever lived in Singapore. I think one guy from our cohort has lived there for a few months, but the dynamic, as you said, is different from country to country, and in Singapore, I think we'll stick even closer because, well, no one knows the country, so.
Yeah, that's so exciting. What's been your favorite state to travel to in the U.S.?
Okay, so I've been to the U.S. before, I think, 4 times. So
I've seen
quite a lot of states. To be honest, I don't remember everyone that well because I was small when I got here for the first time, just on vacation with my family. It might even be here, South Carolina, because I just really like the southern states. I love country music. I love line dancing, all that stuff. I just found a line dance bar last week. Way too late. I should have gone earlier. But I liked all the other states I got to see. I went to Florida, to Tennessee. I did some tours to the West Coast already. I'm also very bad in geography, but from what I remember, I would say here, South Carolina, just because it's a southern state. I really want to go to Texas one day, so I didn't make it, unfortunately, but I will come back, so that might top it. I like also the southern people. They're very, very nice, very friendly. It's like totally different when you go to the West Coast. The West Coast is more like Germany, I mean, still very different, but the people are not as welcoming as they're here. So I like the southern hospitality and just the vibes here.
Nice. Giving some love to South Carolina. Okay, so what other languages do you speak?
Okay, so I speak French pretty well. It's not as good as my English, but I lived in Paris for half a year. I was an au pair after school. Unfortunately, I forgot most of the words. Not all of it. I still speak it, but it was way better when I lived there. And I also studied Spanish in Washington school, but I wouldn't say I speak it. I speak them because, it's been years. I never used it again. And I might, I really want to build on my Spanish one day. I hope I will speak like English, French, Spanish, the main Roman languages.
Oh, wow.
For now it's French. I really like French and English, German, the main languages, yeah.
Love it. So what has been your favorite country to travel to in your whole life, any place you've been?
Okay, I was lucky. I got to go to a lot of different countries. I would say maybe an Asian country. I don't know if I could pinpoint one. I really like Bali, like Indonesia, Thailand, but it's been years. I just remember, like, I think my memory might be different than it is nowadays, because I was, I don't know, maybe 12, 10, very young. But I just like Asia because it's a total different world. I mean, I like all the countries I've been to. I like the US, I really like Canada. Europe, all the different cultures, like Spain, France, but Asia is just different, and I like that because it's like diving into a whole new culture, new world, and I really enjoy that. I like Asian food. So yeah, maybe Indonesia, Thailand, one of these two.
That's amazing. I've only been to Europe and America, so.
And which one's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
I would have to say Germany, but since I considered Germany like my home, if I had to choose somewhere other than Germany, probably the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
I went like 5 or 6 times while I was there.
Oh, and where
I,
did you go?
I jumped in the North Sea for for New Year's, and they have the Tulip Festival.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, really? So we rode bikes through like pastures of tulips. It was beautiful. Amsterdam is beautiful. Yeah. So, but obviously, like skiing in Austria and Switzerland is amazing too. But
I love skiing. I would go skiing in a few weeks in Austria, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
No, but you've experienced the Netherlands way more than I did. Like, I've just been there maybe. I've been there a couple of times, but I never really get to see the cool things. So with my grandparents, we went to the sea, but not as exciting.
We did a lot of touristy things while I was there, but that's so cool. Well, I'm excited to eventually go to Berlin. What's Berlin like?
To be honest, I don't like Berlin that much. I mean, I like it, but not my favorite city. It's a cool city. It's very alternative. You can find a lot of, techno clubs. I think there's a lot of cool things to do when you know about them. It's not about the touristy thing. It's more about knowing where the spots are to go, like for food, for nightlife, but like more the local spots, because it's a very, as I said, like an alternative city, and you have to know people to get into the cool cool locations. That's at least the impression I have of Berlin. And the I've just been there 2 or maybe 3 times, and once with this like school trip, and we did all the historical things, which are nice to do, and you should see the memorials of Second World War and all that. But also,
see, that's what I would want to see, all the memorials, like the history.
No, that's nice. So that's nice. The city it's a nice city, but for me, I think it's too big to live. I like having one city center. And in Berlin, you're somewhere and you never know where you are. And it's like, it doesn't seem that big because we don't have one city center. It's just like all these different places, all these different areas, which themselves don't look, when you're in them, that big. It's like little cities in one city. And I just, some people love it. I just prefer having one city center, like one going out area, one, I don't know, coffee shop area, whatever there is, like one shopping area, so that I know where to go. And I just got lost all the time.
So I just thought of this other question. So you know how we have accents in America?
Yeah.
We have the southern accent, everything. So is it like that in Germany with like ich versus ich and like...
Yeah, yeah.
Does it sound weird? Is there like a preferred like way of speaking?
One thing called Hochdeutsch is like High German, if you translate it, which is the proper way of speaking. Without an accent. I don't have an accent, at least I believe it. Because in some regions it's just people don't have an accent, or maybe the not even my parents have one, but because we didn't grow up in a region and they didn't grow up in a region with a strong accent. But there's, for example, Cologne. That's not even an accent, that's like a whole new language, and they can speak the proper German, but when they speak, they have very different words, very, very different way of speaking. And then Bavaria, they have a very thick accent, and that's just an accent. Like, it's not, it's very thick, and I think the other Germans don't like it. Like, they speak it when they speak with each other, but they also, in school, they try to avoid it. And the moment they travel in Germany or speak to others, they stop their accent because it's very hard to understand. Like, even I sometimes couldn't understand them because it's so thick.
Wow.
And then, of course, they're like different accents in all the different regions, but think like the Bavarian one is definitely the thickest and the most common one.
Because I always wonder when I learn German right now, am I learning it and saying it with an accent? Or am I just speaking the proper way?
Properly learning the Hochdeutsch, the proper way of speaking. And
because it's easy when English is my native language, like I can hear all the different accents.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It's hard when that's your second or third language.
True, because I can't hear the English accents. Sometimes, of course, I like hear that it sounds differently, but I don't know how it sounds. Does that make sense? Like I hear, okay, that sounds kind of weird, or I just have a harder time understanding them. But I don't know how how it sounds for you.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Even when I speak, of course, I have an accent, but I don't know how it sounds for you. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I just speak and I try to, speak it as good as I can.
So we have, Australian, British, Southern accent, and just, Northern.
Yeah, okay, the British, I do, that's a very easy one to get. I get that, but here, the Southern one, I could also not imitate it because I don't, I can't really hear it. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I know other foreigners might. Maybe it's just me. I'm very, very bad at imitating accents and hearing them. But.
Me too. Okay, let me see what other questions I have. So what do you miss most about Germany since being away from home?
Right now I miss my family, but also it's getting closer to Christmas, family time, and I just want to be around them. And but also I'm excited for my last weeks here. But Germany, in general, I miss the food, but it's not the German food. At home, we don't eat that much German food. It's more the food that you can get at the grocery stores and stuff. It's cheap. Oh, yeah, I miss that, the cheap prices. And more, I feel like the Germans cook way healthier. My mom used to cook every day, fresh, nice, healthy food. And I miss that because people do have, here I, as a student, I do have healthy options, the dining halls, but there's always the fast food. And I just, every time I'm tempted and to eat or the greasy food, which I like, which was nice, but now at this point, after a few months, I'm just I can go back to being healthy now. Or I should.
Do you like fresh greens?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Been good.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite dining hall, but also I'm so lazy. I always go to the community table, just closer to my dorm. And they have good stuff, but they also have pizza and burgers every day. And once I'm in the dining hall, even if I said to myself, oh no, I'm just going to eat a salad today, well, every day I end up eating pizza. I mean, I like it, but I just miss all the freshly cooked food from home.
Okay, so what are your future plans and what are you looking forward to? So an IBA or your degree?
First, short term, not even that short term, but of course the next IBA station, just all of them, the two. Okay, it's only two, but I don't even know which one I'm more excited for. Probably Brazil, but I'm also, as I said, because I love Asia, so I really want to go explore more of Asia, not only Singapore, but it's more about the traveling. I've heard from the last course that everyone traveled a lot while being in Asia, experienced so many different countries, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then Brazil, I've never been to South America. Even though I've been to a lot of countries, I've never been to South America, so I'm really looking forward to go there. But more long-term, my future goals, I know it's not common for a business student because everyone knows what they want to do, especially in IBA, everyone is so ambitious and have their their 10-year plan figured out, but I don't. I know I will for sure do a master's degree, but I don't even know in what major. I might go on with the business, probably finance, or I really like logistics, something like that. But also I'm thinking about not changing my whole degree, but going into economical journalism, something like that. And that's a problem I've been struggling with for too long. I have so many different interests, I never know what to do. Like, mm-hmm. from, I wanted to study sign language interpretation, and now I ended up being, like, here studying business, and before that, I always wanted to become a translator. Like, I never know what to do. So, no, I don't really have a future plan right now, but I'm sure I'll figure it out.
That's okay to have many passions, because then you can just do a little bit of all of it, and, like...
I know, but I sometimes admire the people that really know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you really know what to do.
You have sort of.
Yeah, but it seemed like you have your, like, you know where you want to get, sort of, at least. And I'm just, like, a little bit here, a little bit there. It's like, I wish I knew what my one passion was and could just pursue it. I know it's also, it can be harder to, like, if you have one passion and it doesn't work out the way you want it to be, that's hard. But, yeah, I don't have that one passion, unfortunately.
Yep. So, that was all of my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to let them know? I did want to let the audience know how we met. So, we did meet the same way that I met Sarah. So, at the Shandon College event. It was a lake day. And I heard them speaking in German, so I had to go up and talk to them.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm so excited for you that you will also get to, like, experience the whole Iberia experience. It's fun. Maybe one question for you. What are you most looking forward to?
I think the food, the traveling, like, looking forward to in Iberia or Germany specifically.
Maybe Iberia in general.
Iberia. Okay, I'm most excited to record and get GoPro footage of my travels.
That's because, so cool. Like, I always get to know, like, more passions of you. It's like, wow, where does all that come from?
So I, like, of course, I'm excited to live in the moment. Like, you know, I'm going to try to be in the moment as much as possible. But something that excites me is being able to record and make videos. So I've always done travel diaries wherever I've traveled, and I'll just, like, usually do it on my phone, but I'm hoping to get a GoPro soon, and then I can start.
That's so cool.
Yeah, using
it. I always take all the video footage, but then I'm too lazy to cut it, because it just takes me forever. Everything I do takes me forever. I'm just very slow on everything. And then I have so many videos of my time in Paris as an au pair, and I wanted to cut this long, cool video of my whole stay there. Yeah. I maybe got the first 20 seconds down, and I never finished it.
Yeah. Well, maybe over Christmas break, you can work on it.
I might have some time then.
Yeah, but I'm very excited. Very excited.
You should be.
And hopefully videos will inspire more people to join IBEA. Because for me, I actually also didn't know that IBEA really existed. Like,
Do you know that?
I applied to international business here at USC, and I knew that it was the top in the U.S. So that's why I applied to this major. And then once I got in, they sent me an email inviting me to apply to the cohorts. And I was like, no way. Like, I read the description. I was like, no way. I bet no one knows about this program. Like,
yeah. That's actually in my cohort. Some people started an initiative to spread the word of Iberia. Not for, like, more people to know about it, but also that future employers know what the program is. Mm-hmm. They just... 2 weeks ago, they asked around if anyone wanted to join to, like, make it... I think they started having to get a bigger social media presence. I'm not engaged in their...
They need to, because this is such a cool opportunity with the top international... like, the top business schools in the country.
Yeah.
Well, so, let me rephrase that. Like, the top international business school in the U.S. partnered with top schools in other countries, and we're all getting to interact together.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's unique.
It's very unique, and I think the more people that know, the more competitive it's going to be too. So there's, like,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Also, for us, like, once but, now I'm but in.
But we're already
should,
in.
Yeah.
So.
That's
what I was saying. We got nothing to worry about.
We don't have to worry about that. We're in, and they should make it very competitive now so that everyone knows about it. And, well, I secured my spot. So,
yeah. For
I think
sure.
It's a very good initiative. And maybe I should engage in it too. Like, mm-hmm. to spread the word a little further.
Yep. Okay, so that concludes our recording. I hope you enjoyed hearing Polly's perspective and her time in the U.S.
Thank you so much again for having me.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode. It means a lot to me. If you want to stay connected with the podcast and be able to just ask questions and recommendations for episodes, go follow the Instagram at @EvaMeansLife. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave a review and rate my podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode where I have two more guests on the podcast, specifically from Europe.